USA News. I'm John Schaefer. The number of Americans killed in the conflict between Israel and the Palestinian militant group Hamas is steadily increasing. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
We're obviously doing everything we can to support and inform the families. Now, sadly, five more families have now gotten the worst possible news that any family can conceive of getting.
To date, 27 Americans have been killed, while 14 are still unaccounted for. There is concern that a small number of Americans may be being held hostage. The European Union has issued warnings to Meta and X regarding the dissemination of what it deems as disinformation following the Hamas attack on Israel. There has been a significant surge in Hamas videos on social media platforms directly violating the EU's regulations against online terrorist content. The social media companies have 24 hours to provide their strategies for addressing the concern. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise is working to gather enough votes for the Speaker of the House position. He talked with his Republican counterparts during a closed-door session today.
We're going to be talking some more as a smaller group, but a cross-section representing every swath of our conference. We have people, obviously, of different backgrounds that have different passions. We've, for 2.5 hours, talked through those.
Scalise expressed confidence in the increasing support for his candidacy without specifying a timeline for a floor vote. Additional charges have been filed in the bribery case against New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez. A superseding indictment filed today alleges that Menendez acted as a foreign agent and disclosed sensitive U.S. government information. Negotiations between Hollywood studios and the Actors Union have been halted after talks fell apart Wednesday. The Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers, representing the studios, said the two parties remain too far apart. This is USA News.
I'm hungry. Let's eat.
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Spray Bronco Busting Hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete!
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive 2 free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. 1 constitution for you to read cover to cover, and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.
New York Congressman George Santos is facing possible removal from office. Long Island Representative Anthony D'Esposito is introducing an expulsion resolution to, in his words, rid the People's House of fraudster George Santos. Santos was just hit with federal charges accusing him of stealing identities and using his donors' credit cards without their approval. Social Security benefits are set to rise by 3.2% in 2024, far below the increases that retirees received during the past 2 years as inflation continued. More than 66 million Americans collecting Social Security will receive the bigger payments beginning in January. The payment boost marks a steep decline from 2023, when recipients received an 8.7 bump, the highest in 4 decades. New York Comic Con underway today at the Javits Center.
Even though actors Chris Evans and Ewan McGregor, among others, will be there for autographs and photo ops, they cannot promote any projects during the 4-day event because of the ongoing SAG-AFTRA strike. Doors open at 10 a.m. all 4 days, and organizers do recommend downloading the mobile app, which gives you access to venue maps, autograph schedules, and push notifications. I'm Corey Myers.
Thursday night football will see an AFC West showdown between the Chiefs and the Broncos. The clash set to take place at Arrowhead Stadium, where Kansas City will host Denver. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
You will like this program if you are new to it. There's something for everybody to like about the Good Day program, if I do say so myself. And Doug Steffen, who else is going to say it if I don't? Right? Let's hear it for Doug. Yay! Jay Kirshner.
The longest-running Radio Morning Magazine is on usapodcasting.com. Subscribe to the Good Day download now at usapodcasting.com or wherever you get your podcasts.